afternoon, I'm Catherine Swain. Here's the latest from WTLN News at 3:32. A delay in the release of state standardized test scores has Metro Nashville Public Schools working to make sure third grade students get the chance to move to the fourth grade. The Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP, is given to students in grades 3-8 in the spring. And the stakes are especially high for third graders, who can be held back if they don't do well enough on the English Language Arts portion of the exam. WSMB reports that students can retake that section of the TCAP on May 20th. This shorter digital version of the exam helps determine who will be held back. Final decisions on which students will get promoted to the fourth grade won't be made until the end of the month, when the Tennessee Department of Education releases the final results. There's a piece of infrastructure in downtown Nashville that is about to go away, and when it does, there may not be any clues left from one chapter in our city's transportation history. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez brings us the story from Curious Nashville.
It was great. Do you remember when we go on a fleet of electric buses giving free rides in downtown? And a listener wonders, whatever happened to this? To answer, let's go to the beginning. I was there in 2015 when officials stepped aboard for their first ride. It's quiet on the new bus, almost too quiet.
One went by me and I'm like, you could hear the tires rolling on the ground. That was essentially the discernible sound.
And I went on. The buses looked safe, charged in lights, super smooth acceleration, zero emissions. The mayor at the time called them the ultimate. They ran for just 6 years. The city ended those routes, and then the bus maker went bankrupt. Without reliable servicing, our 9 buses became obsolete, similar in other cities. But the charging stations have lingered. It turns out WeGo recently removed them, and is about to take out the other. Soon, the last trace of those EV buses will be as invisible as they were quiet. Tony Gonzalez, WTLN News.
You can ask your own questions or explore our extensive Curious Nashville back catalog at WPLN.org/curious. It's 89 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. We'll be back with more local news at 4:04.